There were 56,293 responses when you asked people about privatisation. What percentage of those 56,000 supported privatisation?
I think the figure was about 96%. But also, I think also a similar amount of 96% also stated that there were no issues and no challenges facing Channel 4. I think they were the words, no challenges facing Channel 4 at the present moment.
Hi, I'm Nadine, soaking amphetamines, hoping to get a buzz. Lost in a brain fog, in love with Big Dog, empty ideas are us. I'm not renowned for being profound, but I can say what I like. I make up statistics, thick as two short bricks, I can't even get my metaphors right. 96% of my brain doesn't know what's going on.
96%.
Like those who voted for Remain and millions who voted wrong. Someone somewhere's telling Porky's, luckily I know best. I am Nadine, put me on morphine, give me my senses a rest.
...53% of the public were not aware that Channel 4 was state-owned and they thought it was already owned by a private company.
Yes, that's quite a vulnerable issue, I think, for you, since my colleague here had to explain that to you at the last session. The answer to the question, of course, is that 96% opposed privatisation.
I'm not going to talk about numbers. If we got, you know, a majority of one, that's enough to move on. You know, I think the most substantial point is, or the substantive point is, that 14 million people voted for the Prime Minister in a general election. The biggest vote that a Prime Minister, Conservative Prime Minister, has had since Margaret Thatcher. He personally drove the vaccine programme. He personally drove the testing programme. He personally drove the decision to lift all restrictions, COVID restrictions in the UK. He's got every big call right. He's a winner who always delivers. I'm only repeating what was factual.